Hello Africa, tell me how you doing. Hello, hello, hello Africa, tell me how you doing. Blitz the Ambassador, welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Hello, 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 hello Africa, tell me how you doing.
We met back in 2014. You brought out an album at the end of last year. It's called Diasporadical.
That's it.
A quick word between 2014 and now. Life's treated you well musically? Things have moved on?
It has. And I mean, I think the art has grown, which any artist can be glad about that.
In what sense?
In the sense that we've taken a lot more chances, which have paid off artistically, visually as well. My last project didn't really have the resources to create visual aesthetics for the album. This time I did, so I made a short film for the album, which I think is a good thing because people can now get to feel and hear and see the work.
So this film, it's called Diasporadical Trilogia. Yeah, tell me a bit about that film.
Well, it's actually split up in three acts, just like the album is. I shot in three different cities. I shot in Accra, I shot in Brooklyn, and I shot in Salvador Bahia. And a common thread between the whole the film is African spirituality at its basis, but also African femininity at its basis. So these two things are kind of woven together through a lot of magical realism. That's kind of the arc of the film.
Jujus.
A lot of that.
Look so fly, the way you wind your waist make the boys go gaga. Me, I just chop where I wedge, me they scatter. Then I step to your light. I never seen a goddess in the flesh till tonight. The way you put your juju on me, oh, make me wanna spend forever with you. Oh.
Are you saying that spirituality is still very important on the African continent?
Absolutely, and I'll dare to say it is probably the one thing that holds the diaspora together. Music and spirituality. And I found this out while I was traveling making this film. You know, in Brazil, they've got candomblé, which is deeply African spirituality, and it's practiced very mass in there. Of course, in Ghana, we have a lot of different traditional spiritual beliefs that are still very present and prevalent. And of course, in Americas as well. But I guess what I was trying to do was also make sure that musically and visually, you know, I was showing images that people couldn't really tell where, because that's what the African diaspora really is. I mean, when you go to Chateau Rouge, are you really
in Paris,
you know, or are you still in Mali? Are you still in Dakar? I mean, place is a very fluid thing, and I think it's the people that make the place. And so that's kind of what I wanted to do with the album.
You mentioned also femininity then. So how does that feed in?
The irony is that most of our lineage is matriarchal. So the Akan, for instance, in Ghana are a matriarchal people. But obviously, because of modernity and patriarchy as a very aggressive force, it's downplayed a lot of female participation, female power. And so that's kind of another thing I wanted to do, specifically to African or black female power, because that's a very under-emphasized space, you know, and glad that spaces are now coming up that allow women to run, control, and push agenda. Visually, this album was also trying to vest power in this woman who she's lived her childhood in Brooklyn, she's lived her as a young lady in Ghana, and she lived as an older woman in Salvador Bahia, and kind of the magic that kind of follows her through it all. I don't ever want to be a mouthpiece for, you know, I mean, this is obviously work, but I think that women themselves have and are doing this now, and claiming this space for themselves unapologetically. And my work is merely just a mirror of what I'm seeing. You know, I grew up, was raised by a strong African woman, and that is huge influence on my work and making sure that I'm responsible with that. Wake up, why don't you? Wake up, why don't you?
Let's talk more specifically about the music then. Yes. On the album, there's a song, for example, called Awake. Tell me a bit more about that song.
Well, Awake was actually very specific. It was inspired by the current wave of extrajudicial killings of young, you know, black kids in America specifically. I know there's a global problem wherever you find black people or immigrants. Police are very aggressive in the way they treat them, but in America, it almost became an epidemic where on a weekly basis, a young person was killed. And so story that broke the camel's back for me was a young man called Tamir Rice. After I heard of that, I mean, he was shot as a kid playing, you know, in Ohio. And I just wrote this song, you know, just trying to express this very difficult way of existing where, on some level, you are necessary because, I mean, when it comes to the arts and when it comes to the sports and when it comes to ideas and philosophy and all that, black lives matter. But when it comes to, you know, I don't know, it just, they don't on another level. So it's a very schizophrenic way that America deals with black people, and I wanted to just express it in song. Hey,
also making links with some of what's happening on the African continent, for example, in South Africa.
Absolutely. I mean, with the Fees Must Fall campaign as well, that was another thing I was very connected to at the time.
This was basically a whole protest movement to try and get university fees down.
Down, absolutely. Yeah. And we all know that's how classism is allowed to thrive, you know, where a large group is deprived of access to higher education, and then so a certain level of jobs become available to them and they can never really participate in the economy as they should. So for me, these things were all very important. But I also don't want to like overly intellectualize the work. I mean, it's still very awesome music.
And you're working with some great people. You work with Patrice from Germany. You
yes.
worked with Toomey and the Volume from South Africa.
Absolutely. Somi on the album. She's Rwandese, but also diaspora. Yeah, we were very fortunate in having some fantastic guests. Akwanaru, another fantastic artist, Manifest, who's Ghanaian, also was on the album. You know, it's also what I've tried to do, even from Afropolitan Dreams, which was the album before this, you know, connecting with Angelique Kidjo, connecting with Eneka, connecting with Sheun Kuti, because, you know, these are people that I feel are part of this narrative. I don't ever think that the work we're doing is isolated. I think that the work we're doing is very connected to other immigrant voices. And the more we share these experiences through arts, the better.
You choose Blitz the Ambassador, a track that you'd like us to play out on from your latest album.
On my latest album, it will be Shine.
I'm going to shine my light, my light.
Yeah, Shine is a fantastic song. One, I love it. Strong on the African elements that I always try to merge in my work. I try to make sure that the African sound that I grew up on, the Fela Kuti, the Manu Dibango, the, you know, Miriam Makeba is always present. But I also know that, you know, I have to create the space that is modern and new and have heartbeats. And so that is what Shine represents for me.
Many thanks for coming on the program today, Blitz the Ambassador.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And yet you sold your soul, but did you gain more? And like we say back home, chalik, chalik, look at where we ditch. Steady stunting on these haters, praying each and every day. Every day, yeah, yeah. And you already know, and you already know. They gon' try to change you, yeah, yeah. And you already know, and you already know. They gon' try to change me, yeah, yeah. And you already know, and you already know. They can never change you, yeah, yeah. And you already know, and you already know. They can never change me, 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 me. I'm gon' shine my life now and then for whatever. Here the beat go.